Please excuse his lack of decorum.
Not rock and roll fantasy time. It is fantasy football time. Let's head to the phone lines and bring him in. He is our friend from ESPN, the one and only Sultan of Stat on X. It is Tristan Cockcroft. Time to get those fantasy football questions asked and answered for another week. Tristan, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Gotta love waking up to the rock music. Awesome. Can we have the rock fantasy?
well, we can continue on, I suppose, here, or we could tackle the questions at hand. And one listener in particular is right where I'm at here. He wants to start with your thoughts on Tyreek Hill right now. That would be Greg in Epworth. He wants to know, what do you do with Tyreek Hill? Tristan, I own him as well. And it is very clear that he is not the same fantasy asset without Tua as he was with him. We saw the Dolphins struggle again last night. What do you do with the first-round draft pick at this point?
Yeah, they're a considerably worse offense without Tua Tagovailoa under center. And it's really a shame that the Dolphins didn't put in any sort of backup apparatus in case of injury. You got to cross your fingers tightly that maybe Tua can come back. I'm not optimistic about that this season. However, you know, we'll see. In Tyreek's case, he's unfortunately leaning towards being a matchups wide receiver. If you could trade him because he's still his name value, frankly, I would do that. I don't think it's going to be easy for him to finish even in the top 20 wide receivers for the season. He's probably going to get there just by being the number one guy playing every game and getting targets, but I don't think he's going to have those big special games except against the weaker defenses. So, yeah, I would float the name out there. I really would.
319-366-1600. If you have a fantasy football question for Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com, 0856 on the text line says their running back roster is a mess right now. They're looking for a replacement for Jerome Ford. Can you give him some running backs that he may be looking for at this point? Maybe waiver wire pickups.
Yeah, so Chase Brown would be the first direction in which I would go. He's actually been cut in a decent number of leagues. More than 40% of ESPN leagues entering the week, he was available and looked like he did kind of close the gap a little bit behind Zach Moss. Rico Dowdle looking like he's emerging as a primary guy for Dallas. I think he's definitely got the most upside of their options for the rest of the season. Another player that I would definitely be adding. Braylon Allen is another one who, yeah, I know the Jets offense has struggled to date, but Allen has looked pretty good in the limited time that he's seen. And based on that upside and always knowing that those talented backups are worth rostering, even just the insurance policy situation, if Allen is out there because Priest Hall's manager doesn't want him and doesn't think that it's important to insure that investment, go get Allen. He's a good guy to get as some depth.
All right, 319-366-1600. If you've got a question for Tristan Cockcroft, we've got a kicker question this morning from 8753. Tristan, Siebert or Koo this week?
Koo for me, very solid kicker, gives you those bonus points. Love to see that. I rank him generally among my top five kickers each week, and I think against Tampa, he's going to put up some pretty good numbers. I like the home games for him. He's one of those ones who's safer because he's got the home games, less weather risk.
All right, 1821 on the text line, PPR League. What's your take on Pitts? They're working on a trade where they would get Laporta, and they would send Pitts and Rico Dowdle for Laporta.
And that seems fair enough, and I would feel a little better with Laporta than I would with Pitts. I think Laporta is going to become a part of that Detroit offense. We talked a little bit about that last week, and yeah, the numbers didn't come through this past week, but here's my concern in the differential between those two is that Pitts is just so maddeningly inconsistent. And with the change in coaching, the numbers still have not come this season. And it makes me question the player rather than the system. That is a big problem this season. I have a very hard time ranking Pitts in my top 10 for the week. I did not do so. He's 12th for me. And this is a week with four byes. And there have been some injuries at tight end. So that tells you a lot about my regard for his talent at this point.
All right, 2272 with a couple questions here. First off, they've got Laporta at tight end. Is there anybody that may be on the waiver wire that they could pick up and plug in for a week?
So among the pickups for the week, Noah Fant might be out there in a decent number of leagues, gets the Giants. That's still a defense that you can attack through the air. I think he might be a little bit more involved this week. That's a part of the Giants defense that you can attack. Tucker Kraft has been out there in a good number of leagues, had a pretty decent recent game, has the Rams as a positive matchup this week. Definitely see if he's out there. He's probably the most likely pickup for this week at that position. And Kate Otten's another one who I think at times is going to give you good numbers. Atlanta's got a good run defense. You can throw a little bit more against them, so he might be the third I'd go to.
All right, 319-366-1600, 8370. Patrick Mahomes or Geno Smith, Tristan?
Yeah, isn't it crazy we've gotten to that point? I've been talking about Patrick Mahomes with a couple of friends of mine recently, and it's remarkable how he's not getting the job done. He's actually got only two games of 25-plus fantasy points since the beginning of last season, and only one game over 20 since week 7 of last year. You don't realize until you look deeply at the numbers just how much he has struggled. He's outside my top 10 this week, and I don't like the matchup against the Saints. That said, I trust him just based on the skill level over Geno Smith. I would not fault anyone who wants to take the chance on Geno Smith. He has looked solid. It is the better matchup of the two against the Giants. I have him 12th and 14th, and I'm thinking very deeply about whether I want to swap that. I had a tough time deciding where to put Mahomes between 12 and 16 for the week. Tells you that this is a week to avoid the Chiefs quarterback.
All right, 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes with Tristan Cockcroft. Jordan Love or Baker Mayfield this week?
Both solid quarterbacks that I'd like to play if I could, but this is going to be Jordan Love because of that Rams matchup. It is a big plus for quarterbacks so far through 4 weeks, adding 4 points to the average of a quarterback that faces them. And the further he gets from that injury, the better he is. I love this matchup.
All right, let's go 35-30. Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson this week?
Oh, wow, that's an abundance of riches. I hope this is a two-quarterback or a super flex league. If not, you got to start shopping these guys around. Allen should be fine this week, by the way. There was some question about the injury, the back issues that he showed. He's supposed to be fine. I would not worry about that. I did rank Lamar Jackson first. I think he's going to put up a little bit bigger numbers here against Cincinnati. Just the fact that he has that rushing ability and has shown it a little bit more than Allen has so far makes me trust him more of these two.
1017 wants to know if Nick Chubb is a viable pickup moving forward.
I think he is. This is the week that he can begin practicing, if I'm not mistaken, if I did my math right. And I do think we are going to see him back in the fold in the coming weeks. He actually is one of the reasons that if I'm a Jerome Ford manager, I would be shopping him heavily right now because it is a shaky offense on the whole, and that's going to be some degree of timeshare. And frankly, by the end of the year, I wouldn't be shocked to see Chubb take over as the lead man in that backfield. Definitely pick him up. He should not be left out there.
All right, full point PPR league. They need one wide receiver and one flex spot filled among these four. Hill, Adams, Addison, and Ford.
Hill, Adams, Addison, and Ford. Okay, so I'm still going to, I mean, it doesn't feel great to say this. I'm still going to use Tyreek Hill here because he's got the Patriots. The Patriots have struggled against the pass. They've also been giving up some big plays. Tyreek Hill is the kind of player who can exploit that. So I am going to go for the upside. Don't like the Devontae Adams matchup at all. Pat Surtain, I'm going to avoid that matchup anywhere I can with a wide receiver. I did rank him 20th. That's a decent ranking, but I'm scared of that matchup. I would go, in this case, to Jerome Ford against Washington plus matchup. Not a great play, but a solid play. Both of those give you some very high upside as well.
All right, Tristan, if you're streaming a defense and special teams this week, who are you looking for?
So this week, I'd look to the Commanders playing Cleveland. I mentioned the offensive troubles that they're having. They're adding 9 points as a matchup to opposing defenses. Really like the Seahawks if they're somehow still out there. Played very well there facing the Giants. That would be the definite go-to if out there. If not, Commanders would be my next closest pick.
All right, Tristan. Safe to say maybe Jaden Daniels is in the discussion for Fantasy Rookie of the Year conversation at this point?
Oh, I would say he's definitely up there. He's making a case for himself as just the fantasy player of the year, let alone rookie. He looks dynamic. And here's the crazy thing. He could get better as a passer. I mean, I know that he just set that mark for completion percentage, but he's not putting up the huge plays yet. Imagine if he adds that. Wow, it would be something.
Last question for you here. A trade request opinion. Receive Goff, Chase Brown, and McLaurin. Give up Burrow, Gabe Davis, and Pickens. Your thoughts on that hypothetical deal?
So what sticks in my mind here is I would rather stick with Burrow and Pickens. I think things are going to get better with Pickens as he gets – I mean, remember, Justin Fields took over the quarterback job in week one unexpectedly. I thought he should have won that job, but he kind of snuck in there. I think there's a rhythm that the Steelers offense needs to develop before Pickens is going to put up the top shelf numbers, and I believe that they're still going to come. In Burrow's case, struggling September. He does this every year. He had the Jamar Chase contract questions. I think things are going to get better for both of those players. I would rather be on that side.
All right. Really quickly, Kyle Pitts or Isaiah Likely?
I would still stay with Kyle Pitts.
All right, Tristan, what can folks get from you at ESPN.com this week on that fantasy football tab?
So I mentioned that I've got the defensive roadmap. We've got the update for October for you. And we're also going to do a very interesting project, redrafting for the 2024 season, which should help you with your trade valuations.
All right. Tristan, appreciate it. We'll talk with you next week. Thanks for the time, as always.
My pleasure. Good luck this week.
Tristan Cockcroft. God, some of us need it. Oh, my goodness.